Hello, and welcome to the California Work Comp Report podcast. Today is Sunday, March 31st, 2019, and I am Corey Olson, your host. Today, we're here with Matt Saul, the office coordinator of First Health Medical Center in Fresno, California. First Health is a clinic that does workers' compensation and are users of RateFast workers' compensation software. First and foremost, welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you for having me very much.
And today we discuss the challenges for the average practice in understanding what impairment rating is and how it fits into a clinic. Just getting started here, tell me a little about First Health Medical Center.
So we've been in business at our current location, I think, for 16 years. We are kind of a blend of your regular walk-in clinic, occupational medicine. We do a lot of third-party personal injury stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So we have a medical director and a number of chiropractic therapists and ancillary staff. And we probably see a good 30 to 40 new work comp patients, industrial injury patients a month.
It's a lot of injured people.
That's everything from the little first aid to, some real chronic problems.
So. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm sure there's, every field is different too,
right.
How did the office guy get a pencil through his hand or something,
Right. You're an accountant, but what you were doing avocados, I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly. has First Health been doing workers' comp all 16 years from the very beginning?
You know, I can't say. I've been there for five, coming up on 6 years, and in that amount of time, we've been doing work comp that entire span. So, I'd say the greater majority of that 16 years, yes.
Got it. And then, when you came in to take on the job of being office coordinator, was that your first experience with work comp and impairment reports and everything like that?
Certainly from that side, I had worked for Best Buy for a while and dealt with, more of the, we had an employee that was injured. What do we do with them? Mm-hmm. And so I'd dealt with that side as far as, inventory staff and things like that. I had never dealt with it from the provider side before. Yeah. So that was a huge learning curve for a very complicated system.
Now that you do understand, now that you have taken on this new, not new to you, but this whole other world, what does your job include with respects to handling the impairment reports?
I don't want to say go-to guy or gopher guy, but I really try to connect dots for the doctor and for in any way, shape, or form. Dr. Nakvi, who has been practicing internal medicine for probably longer than I've been alive, and is a wonderful doctor, very easy to work with, and very conscientious doctor, but he doesn't know all of the boxes to check to get an injured worker where he wants them to go.
I see.
And so I'll kind of play middleman between, say, a case manager or an adjuster or, and him to go, okay, well, what do we need to do to get him there? So I kind of touch the patient file at all points during their treatment before we finally get them MMI and released. So I guess I'm kind of a catch-all, but I don't pretend to be a doctor on TV by any means. I just try to facilitate. Yeah.
So what you're telling me is that you're the go-to guy.
It unfortunately kind of works out that way.
Yeah. But that's good. That's good because from what I understand, the reports are a monster. More or less,
it's, 100%.
Yeah, you have the patient sees the physician and the patient checks into the clinic and everything, and they, you know, they have their 20-minute appointment, 30, right. 40-minute appointment, and they're out of there. I mean, God forbid they have to drive 2 hours to find a work comp clinic or something, but, you know,
right, yeah.
But the back end of the whole thing is just paperwork, you know?
Yes.
So there's a lot of back and forth between obviously your clinic and the insurance adjuster to get all of the information, to collect all the information for the adjuster to say, okay, this information is adequate in order to, you know, provide the authorization, everything like that. Can you tell me a little more about the letters from adjusters that are wanting sort of the exams and the reports and such?
Oh man, if I could give Dr. Alchemy an Emmy for his help in answering some of those letters, I'd like a Nobel Prize something.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Because the letters from these adjusters, and I digress a little bit, but what drives us insane or my doctor insane is he went and said, look, this guy is this percent impaired. We've done as much treatment as is going to get him. He's as good as he's going to get. Here's your report. Here's your rating. Let's everyone get on with their lives, more or less.
Yeah.
And then they come back and nitpick one table for one thing with one range of motion. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, you know, and doctor, for me, Dr. Nakvi, he looks at it and just goes, well, how do they even want me to reply to this? Like I gave them the rating and all the data's there. The references are all there. You know, I don't even know how to respond to this. Mm-hmm. And sorry, I'm kind of tangented so much.
Oh, that's fine.
In dealing with the letters, they're so specific to each situation it's very difficult to reply on my own without a little bit of help from Dr. Alchemy.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to say it and rely on someone, but we really don't want to screw up the patient and want to make sure that we're making the most educated reply that we can. Mm-hmm. That's backed up with all the, you know, proper evidence for whatever question they had. Mm-hmm. And that's been a wildly helpful resource.
To Dr. Alchemy's credit, I think if there's anything that... if there's any superpower that he has, it's that he enjoys it, from what I understand. So, you know, that is,
oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, so these adjuster letters are obviously very, very, I guess, precise, concise, but still it's very hard to tell, you know, it's hard to read what they're going to be pleased or displeased about, what they're going to want to see, you know, even if we can look at something and say it seems to be all there. Yeah,
that's exactly it. And we can kind of tell. And what's also great about with RateFast is that I'll get a heads up from Dr. Alchemy, depending on which, whether we submitted all the range of motions. So basically, you know, where we performed all the different exams, or if I use the RateFast Express, he'll give me a heads up and go, hey, you know, based on these measurements or based on this or that or some sort of lacking evidence, you're probably going to get a letter. Let me know when you do.
Okay. That is what we call data integrity, which is actually the last, the last podcast that we did. It's kind of how we grade reports and everything and just say, like, before you send it in, like, you know, take a look at this and that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's been super helpful as well.
Yeah, definitely. So workers' comp is a separate beast from the rest of the things going on in a clinic. As we mentioned before, if somebody comes in like a cough or similar urgent care issues, you know, you kind of send them out the door and everything. But in your experience, what's it like getting the staff to understand what an MMI is and how to figure it out?
Well, what I'd really try to explain to my staff is when it comes to MMI, it's not all about just getting, how do I put this? Mm-hmm. It's not all about just doing all, it's not, well, it's not anything about doing, you know, just following the path of like, well, we just do 12 physical therapy and we do 12 chiropractic and then we do 12 acupuncture or whatever it is.
Every injury is different.
Right, exactly. So don't just fill up the treatment boxes just to exhaust them for no reason. We want to really see when that patient is MMI based on what they've done and what Dr. Nakvi has planned going forward, which they've been really, really good, at least the staff I have now, which I can't speak highly enough about them because they've really come a long way.
Oh, big.
And they really get it. They're like, look, this is as much treatment as a patient that's all he's going to get. And he's not surgical. Nothing comes back as being surgical. So, in that instance. Mm-hmm. So let's get a rating on this guy and let's get him, back to whatever capacity he can with work. And unfortunately, there aren't a whole lot of seminars around Fresno. I mean, I think there's maybe one or two, but they mostly revolve around the billing, not around the theories or concepts, if you will.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So it's kind of, my information interpreted to them and then hoping that they're getting it the way that I'm thinking it.
Yeah.
Which so far has worked out pretty good, but they do get it that, if someone's only going to get so good and then we need to get them back to work and hopefully not see them again.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best you could hope for,
Right. Exactly.
I mean, so it sounds like with the 5 years of experience that you have in the clinic, you sort of began to be able to sort of read, I don't know, I guess I would say trends or sort of, if anything, sort of patterns about what it's like when certain injuries approach MMI, because as you said, it's not a mechanical thing. Everybody's body is different. Everybody heals at a different rate. Some people don't treat their injuries responsibly when they're not in the office and things like that. So,
100%.
So that's, and it sounds like every time, I imagine that every time somebody new comes on board to the clinic or something, they have to go from knowing, I don't know, something that is rote or something that is sort of routine to kind of being able to see something from a more intuitive perspective when with regard to MMI and things like that.
Right, exactly. And Dr. Nakvi is pretty awesome at foreseeing certain injuries and going, okay, well, based on the history I've had with other patients and based on this, mechanism of injury, we're probably looking at XYZ long before he's going to be in the MMI zone. And so we'll even look at, okay, well, we've got a visit, we've got two visits on the calendar. Let's hope that this is the range somewhere in here that we can get him, get a PR4 report done and get him back to his life, back on with their life. And it's a little bit of a chore not to just treat everybody as, a square peg for a square hole. Just go through the motions. But that's our diligence to make sure we don't fall into that category.
Exactly. I mean, with respects to Dr. Nakvi, Dr. Alchemy and everything like that, I think it's sort of built into a doctor's personality, I'm sure even before they become a doctor, to have the compassion to not make it a square peg in a square hole kind of thing. You have to look at every patient in the eyes and be like, this is a whole different thing than the last person.
Yes. Yeah. And especially for a patient that, well, hopefully they only have one work comp injury, period. And, but especially to what, the general public's normal view of how healthcare works is so wildly different with work comp.
Yeah.
And managing that expectation can be very difficult as well.
Yeah.
Of like, well, hey, my shoulder's been bugging me. Can I just go see an ortho? Well, it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to say that, it doesn't.
Yeah. As soon as you have so many other kind of parties in the equation, then you have, I don't know, other things to think about while keeping the patient's best interest in mind. The logistics of doing a rating on your own, trying to do the correct history, measurements, rating, future care, apportionment. What does all of this mean, and how are clinic's supposed to figure it out. What is the logistical sort of milieu of you know, taking care of the history and the measurements, and basically just this flood of information that that the adjusters expect to see every time?
Man, the logistics of one of my, and if it's one of the chiropractor, one of my providers doing a permanent stationary report on their own is really insane to fathom. I don't know if we were doing the PR4 reports up to the standard that they should be done, especially compared to how they're being done now with RateFast.
Yeah, and honestly, there's actually from what I understand, almost nobody does. That's just what I hear. Yeah, but
I keep hearing. But yeah. You know, I'm not throwing other people under the bus. But yeah. I keep hearing that they just don't do PR4 reports, and I just go.
Really? Yeah. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day. And I mean, like, at what point are you spending so much time doing something that it's not profitable anymore? And seems to be the problem for all work comp that, you know,
right.
Yeah, just period.
There's a huge, and I have providers that are, QME certified. I have a huge amount of respect for them. Mm-hmm. But it's really unfortunate how much those QME reports cost and how many providers just basically don't do a PR4 report and expect the insurance company to pay for the QME. Mm. Because they don't either know how to do a proper rating, they don't want to take the time to do a proper. The PR4 reports that I sampled on patients before me being there, and especially before using RateFast, they were not adequate. They just weren't. Mm-hmm. And I can't really comment any more than that, just because I didn't deal with any of the ramifications of them. But even that minimal reports still took a lot of time from the provider. Yeah. I mean, even just filling out the form with zero information takes quite a bit of time, especially for someone who expects to be in a room patient facing.
Yeah. I can imagine it's like when you take a test that you know nothing about that you haven't studied for or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but you're obligated to complete.
Yes.
That's not an option. I couldn't see it being done. Mm. Honestly, with the PTP himself, mm-hmm. I couldn't see it being done. It'd be next to impossible, and definitely not in an 8-hour day. Hard pressed in a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
Probably difficult in a 16-hour day.
Yeah.
That's that.
As you said, there's not too much information out there as to sort of the exact protocol to follow in order for an adjuster to be satisfied. You know, So the PTP is doing the best they can. You're doing the best you can to interpret, you know, information that was, you know, just grabbed in an appointment. You know, you have to almost like wait for your next appointment to follow up with anything in order to get the next report that, you know, so
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the logistics sound haywire just intrinsically. So,
yeah. And then you're trying to come up with a statistical number for something unless you're really comfortable as you guys are comfortable with, unless you're really, really comfortable with those tables and you're extremely objective with the evidence, that statistic, the rating is going to come out wildly different.
Definitely.
And that's one, I think that's another reason why people don't do the PR4s more often is because they're afraid of putting a number down. Mm-hmm. Because now you're tying that provider's license to something.
Oh, definitely.
And that's really scary for them. So then they can just kind of back up and go, well, let the QME deal with it. And there we go.
Yeah. There's a lot of work for QMEs out there, but I mean, there doesn't have to be, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So
and less waiting for the patient and the insurance company as well. I think if I was going to give it one word that was encompassing of everything, it would be efficient. It organizes the information. It organizes everything as far as a central point, much better than us doing it on our own. It's even down to like, say, well, it's PR4 time. And now I have a plan. I know what's going to happen on the next visit. I know I've got a very straightforward process as far as how to get everything submitted. And then it's all there and it's not going anywhere. And we are not an EMR. We're still on paper charts. And some people would say, well, that's, seems inefficient. Honestly, the providers love it, that they prefer paper charts. But the RateFast system being all electronic is a great way to sort of mesh those together, because I can throw stuff in, I can print stuff up, it's there forever, I can search stuff really easily, and it just goes into a patient chart and then I'm done with it. I don't have to deal with it anymore after they're done, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, efficiency and accuracy are our flagship terms so very glad to hear that. I mean,
yeah, absolutely, we've been very happy.
Yeah,
especially that part.
Yeah,
and even the billing, I mean, the some of the codes and the additional pages and things like that are on the reports, and it's cool to be able to tie that with our regular HIPAA claims and go, see, this is that is this, everything corresponds, we're not hiding anything.
Very glad to hear that. I mean, as I mentioned, it's something that Dr. Alchemy is passionate about, and as I have worked with the company, I've begun to see sort of what he's doing about it and why he needs to do it. And it's amazing to me that, that there hasn't been that many more people who have jumped on the opportunity to kind of fix the system in the first place. So it's great to actually hear firsthand how it's helping. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
If your clinic wants to know more about writing successful PR4 reports, drop into our blog at blog.rate-fast.com or visit our product page at rate-fast.com. And if you want someone to just flat out do the thing for you, visit ratefastexpress.com. Again, ratefastexpress.com. No dash in that one.